Sahalos Paraktes Mishal Kivera Shehibatecha Pesa U Piha Luchot. A Piha, it's inside a doorway, partly inside and partly outside, with the opening to the Piha on the outside. Now this beehive is made out of wood. And it's a very large beehive. It holds more than 40 saw of liquid. So therefore, it is not Mekabel Tumah. And even though it's not Mekabel Tumah, it's still considered a kli as far as that which we had in Perek Vav, that the Mishnah says over there, that a kli becomes an oil litame avolo litaher, meaning to say that a kli would be mitame, the kelim that are underneath it, that it would carry the Tumah underneath it and be mitame the kelim that are underneath it, if there's a mace also underneath it. But it would not become an oil to be metame, meaning to say it would not be chaytid for pnei tumah, it would not stop the tumah from going through it and being metame something on top of it or underneath it. Now the Mishnah goes on to say, kizayis min ha-meis nasun tachteha o agaba mi b'chutz. If this beehive, which is partly inside and partly outside, there's a kizayis min ha-meis underneath it or on top of it, on the outside part of the kibaris. So the kibaris, as we said, is partly outside of the house. And underneath the part of the kibaris that's outside the house, there's a kizayis from a mace. Or on top of the kibaris that's outside of the house, there's a kizayis min a mace. Kol shehu keneged hazayis tachtaho ugaba tamei. Any kli that's directly either on top or underneath the kizayis min a mace would become tamei, meaning to say, if the kizayis min ha-meis is underneath the part of the kibaris that's outside the house, and there's a kli directly on top of that kizayis min ha-meis, but it's not underneath it, it's on top of it, that kli would become tamei. As the tumah from the kizayis min ha-meis would go right through the kibaris and be mitamei the kli that's on top of it. As we said, that since the kibaris is considered a kli, even though it's not makabel tumah, and the din is that a kli is not chaytik b'fnei ha-tumah, would not stop a tumah from going right through it, so therefore, the tumah would vertically go right up through the kibaris and be metame kli that's on top of it, or if the kizayis min ha-meis is on top of the part of the kibaris that's outside of the house, and is a kli underneath the kibaris directly underneath the kizayis min ha-meis, that kizayis min ha-meis would go right through the kibaris and be metame the kli that's underneath it. For kol she'eino keneged hazayis toicha ba'abayis tor. But any kli that is not directly opposite the kizayis min ha-meis, and so too any kli that's inside the actual kibaris or any kli that's inside the house would be tar. So if it's the kizayis min ha-meis underneath the part of the kibaris that's outside the house, on top of the part of the kibaris that's outside the house, only a kli that's directly opposite the kizayis min ha-meis would become tamei. But a kli that's underneath or on top of the kibaris, but it's not directly opposite the kizayis min ha-meis, it's a little bit over, that kli would not become tamei. The tumah would only travel up and down, not sideways. And so too, any kli that's inside the kibaris would not become tamei, even if it is directly connected the kizayis min ha-meis, as the kibaris would protect any kelim that are inside of it. As even if the entire kibaris was inside an oil that held the meis, the kibaris would protect the kelim inside of it, since the kibaris is not makabel tumah. So in this case also, even though there's a kli inside the kibaris that's directly opposite the kizayis min ha-meis, the kibaris would protect the kli that's inside of it. And so too, any kelim that are inside the house would not become tamei from the kizayis min ha-meis that's underneath or on top of the part of the kibaris that's outside the house. As since the kizayis min ha-meis is not inside the house, it's outside the house, the tumah would not travel into the house, so everything in the house would be tar. But bayis ain tamei ela habayis. Now, if there was a kizayis min ha-meis inside the house, and there was a kibaris in the doorway, partly in and partly out, like we said, in such a case, only the contents of the house would be tamei. But anything inside the kibaris, or anything underneath or on top of the kibaris, that's outside the house, would not become tamei from the kizayis that's inside the house. So the tumah from the kizayis inside the house would not travel outside the house or inside the kibaris from the tamei things that are underneath or on top of the kibaris that are outside the house. The tocha hakol tamei. But if there was a kizayis min ha-meis inside the kibaris, in such a case, everything would be tamei. Meaning to say, the entire contents of the house would be tamei. Plus, any kelim that are on top or underneath the kibaris, even if it's outside the house, would become tamei from a kizayis min ha-meis that's inside the kibaris. The reason being is that we're talking about where the kibaris is perforated. Of course, a beehive is perforated to allow the bees to go in and out. So since it's perforated, even though the perforation is stuffed with straw, and that's what we're talking about, with the perforation is stuffed with straw. But it's not stuffed very tightly, so therefore a tumor that's inside the kibaris would go right through the perforations and be metame the contents of the house, plus any kalim that are on top or underneath the kibaris. And since to the kazayas metame inside the kibaris, we look at it, the entire kibaris had a tumor inside of it, and the tumor traveled all through the kibaris. So it's as if the entire kibaris was full of tumor. And the tumor then escaped from the kibaris and metame everything inside the house. And plus any candle on top or underneath the kibaris, even if they're not in the house, would become tummy, since the kazayas when amazed in the kibaris travel throughout the entire kibaris and escape from the kibaris through the preparation. Now, even though in the case that we just had, where there's a kazayas when amazed inside the house, that we said that the candle inside the kibaris would not become tummy, why don't we say that the tumor would go through the preparation of the kibaris and be metame the kelim inside the kibaris? The answer is that only when the mace is inside the kibaris do we say that the tumor escaped from the preparations and into the house. When the tumor is outside the kibaris, the tumor is inside the house, not inside the kibaris, the tumor would not enter through the preparations, and therefore the kelim inside the kibaris would remain tar. And so too, the tumor cannot travel through the opening of the kibaris in a case where the kibaris when the mace is inside the house, because the opening of the kibaris is not inside the house, it's outside the house. So therefore, the tumor would not travel outside the house and go through the opening of the kibaris. So all the kelim inside the kibaris are tar in such a case that the kazayas ben hameis is inside the house. We're discussing the same case that we had in the previous mission. There's a large wooden beehive. It's inside an entrance web, partly inside the house, partly outside the house. And the opening to the kibaris is outside the house. But this case is a bit different than the previous Mishnah. In the previous Mishnah, we were talking about where the kibaris was laying on the ground. But in this case, the Mishnah is discussing a case where the kibaris is a tefach above the ground. So the Mishnah tells us, Tuma tachtah o bebayis o agaba hakol tamei elotocha. In this case, if the kibaris is a tefach above the ground, the din is that if there's a tuma underneath it, if there's a kibaris when I make, underneath the kibaris, even underneath the part of the kibaris that's outside the house, or if there's a kedayas ben hameis inside the house, or if there's a kedayas ben hameis on top of the kibaris, even on top of the part of the kibaris that's outside the house, everything is tamei, all kelim underneath or above the kibaris, or all kelim that are inside the house would become tamei from the kedayas ben hameis, with the sole exception of kelim that are inside the kibaris, as the kibaris would protect the kelim inside of it from becoming tamei, since the kibaris is not mekabel tuma, as we're talking about a large kibaris that's not mekabel tuma. Now, in the previous Mishnah, the din was different. We said in the previous Mishnah that if there's a kazayas ben hameis underneath or on top of the part of the kibaris that's outside the house, only kelim that are directly connected the tuma would become tamei from the kazayas ben hameis. As we said in the previous Mishnah, that the tumor from the kazayas ben hameis travels vertically, but not sideways. So therefore, kelim that are a little bit over, that are not directly connected, the tumor would not become tummy. And certainly, kelim inside the house would not become tummy, as the tumor would not travel into the house. But in this case, the din is different. If there's a tumor underneath or on top of the kibaris, even the part of the kibaris that's outside the house, all kelim would become tummy, even if they're not directly connected, the tumor, even kelim inside the house, would become tummy. The reason being is that since the kibaris is a tefach above the ground, it acts as an oil tent, and the tuma travels the whole length of the kibaris and would go right into the house, since the kibaris is acting as an oil. So therefore, if there's a tuma underneath the kibaris, even though the tuma is outside the house, the tuma would travel underneath the whole length of the kibaris and go right into the house and be metame the entire contents of the house. And since the tuma travels the entire length of the kibaris, and as we said in the previous Mishnah, that the tumah travels vertically also, as the kibaris of the din of a kli that's not chaytis b'fnei a tumah would not stop a tumah from traveling right through it. So the tumah, not only does it travel the length of the kibaris, but also travels vertically and is metame al kelim above the kibaris also. And that thing would be true also if the kazayas ben hameis is found on top of the kibaris that's outside the house. And the tumah, since it travels vertically, would travel down underneath the kiveres. And once the tumah travels underneath the kiveres, since the kiveres acts as an oil, as the tefach above the ground, it would then travel horizontally the entire length of the kiveres and be metame everything that's inside the house. So therefore, not only are the kelim that are above and underneath the kiveres that's outside the house become tame, but even the kelim that are inside the house become tame. And so too, if the kedayis that I make inside the house, that kedayis that I make, not only would it be metame all kelim that are inside the house, but it would also be metame the kelim that are above or underneath the kiveres that are outside the house. And since the tumah from the kedayis that I make travels throughout the entire house, it goes underneath the part of the kiveres that's inside the house. And that tumah would travel the entire length of the kiveres, since the kiveres is acting as the oil, as it's a tefach above the ground. So it would travel the entire length of the kiveres all the way to the other side of the kiveres that's outside the house, and it would be metame the kelim that are underneath the kiveres, even though they're outside the house. And the tumah would also travel right through the kiveres, and the tumah also travels vertically, and would be metame kelim that are above the kiveres also. The sole exception would be the kelim inside the kiveres, which are protected from becoming tame from the tumah, and the kiveres, which is not makabel tumah, protects the kelim inside of it from becoming tame. B'teicha hakol tame. If the kedayis that I make is inside the actual kiveres, in such a case, all kelim are tame, even the kelim that are inside the kiveres would become tame, as the tumah that's inside the kiveres would travel throughout the entire interior of the kiveres and be tame all the kelim inside the kiveres. And the tumah would also escape from the kiveres. As we said in the previous mishnah, the kiveres is perforated. And even though the preparation is stuffed with straw, since it's not sealed tight, the tumah would escape from the preparations and go into the house and be metame all the kelim inside the house. And it would also be metame all kelim above and underneath the kiveres, even outside the house.